Bringing the body to steadiness. Arriving in the here and now, letting go of the work of the day, the stories that are spinning. Connecting with the breath as it moves through the body. You might deepen the breath, letting the breath pour into the vase of the body, filling the bowl of the hips, low belly, filling all the way through the belly and chest to the upper chest. And releasing, relaxing the ribs, solar plexus, and belly. Just taking a few breaths this way, washing the body in fresh breath, energy, presence. Right away in this opening and arriving gesture in the meditation, you can already bring a quality of loving kindness, friendliness, breathing in friendliness with the breath, the friendliness that encourages well-being, brightening the energy. Relaxing out of the stresses of the day, the week, the month, the moon, the year. The traditional meditation on loving kindness. One of the traditional methods is to use the repetition of phrases as a way to gather attention on specific categories of beings in order to generate the feeling and then stabilize that feeling, mixing it with the breath and the presence in the body. The word metta is translated as loving kindness, but also benevolence, friendliness. It literally means friendly. A kind of warmth of heart. And throughout the teachings of the Buddha, metta is understood to be a quality that can be developed in a universal way. The quality, the feeling of friendliness toward every kind of being, human, non-human, physical or spirit, of any race or class, gender, species, and through any kind of action or behavior. Those who are ethical, those who are unethical. Those who do actions we would call good, and those who do actions we would call evil or wrong. It can be met with a kind of vast friendliness, relaxed, unbiased friendliness, because this is one of the natural states of the heart. So beginning with the felt sense of the breathing body. With the breath washing the body, pressing out through all the pores of the body, the sense of the full body breathing. Feeling this body, this heart, with its moods and feelings, its preferences. Maybe smiling slightly, looking on this body, this heart, this one who you call myself, with kindness, with friendliness. No matter your faults, no matter your regrets in this life. In the practice of loving kindness with phrases, usually we'll choose a set of four phrases that invoke the qualities classically of safety, happiness, strength, and well-being. We direct them toward ourselves, toward a supporter or benefactor, toward a good friend, toward a neutral person, a difficult person, and then classes of beings. Human, animal, near, far, various identities, building up to the invocation of this quality, the radiating of this quality to all beings everywhere. We'll start with ourself, just gently, with the breath, breathing into the whole body. Just washing the body in friendliness. So I'll say the phrases that I traditionally use, and I'll leave space afterward. And you can repeat the phrase, or you can say a variation that works for you. You can always improvise with metta practice. What's most important is connecting with the feeling and sustaining that connection. Directing your attention toward yourself, your body, your mind, your heart. All of your feelings are welcome here. And we'll say the phrases, just silently in the heart. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. Feel what's here, what's moving, and begin again. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. Just feeling the result of saying the phrases, invoking the feeling, holding ourselves in kindness, inviting presence and patience with any feeling that arises as we practice. And we can turn the attention toward the wish for others to be well, beginning with a benefactor, someone who has supported us. In a generous and uncomplicated way. Not usually a family member, but more like a beloved teacher, mentor, supporter. So there's the quality of gratitude. And from that gratitude for all they've offered, wishing them well. So you can bring one person to mind. It doesn't have to be human. But traditionally, it's a mentor, someone who has given you the blessing of their care, attention. And wishing them well. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. You could let the rise and fall of the breath be centered in the heart space. And after each round of phrases, plant the attention there and get very still, listening for the feeling that's there, washing the energy of the breath through the body. From here, we'll jump to a neutral person. And this is this powerful and subtle step where we shift the friendliness away from people we know and like or love into a more universal register. I'll encourage you to think of someone that you don't know well, that you don't have strong feelings for either way. Maybe someone you just passed by today, or who you regularly see in a public place. And you might usually not notice. Turn this same friendliness toward them. Just like everyone, they crave happiness, fear pain, want love, and struggle to get by. Really seeing them as a human being or as a living being of some kind. Again, it doesn't have to be a human. And sensing their realness, the poignancy of them, and as the person that they are. Holding them in your heart space. Really see the image of them if you can. This neutral person. And saying the phrases toward them. May you be safe and protected from harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. in the traditional sequence between the neutral person and the categories of beings leading to all beings. There's a difficult person where we practice shining this light of the heart, even on folks who behave badly or who startle or trigger us in some way. Folks that are really difficult to be around, to bear. And this is a good practice now, in this moment in our history. But actually, it's a good practice always. There are always those who are difficult. So choose a difficult person. Doesn't have to be the most difficult. Choose someone who is challenging for you. See their face, maybe as if they're sitting in front of you. If they're a dangerous kind of person, you could seat them at a safe distance. Generate the loving kindness that is a kind of patience, it's a kind of compassion, it's a kind of wisdom gesture to see them, see their pain, whatever's the condition behind their difficulty for you, and wishing them well. May you be safe and protected from harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with the ease of well-being. And just noticing any feelings that arise, any shifts in energy. And knowing that there is good and evil in the world, skillful and unskillful behavior, kindness and cruelty. We've touched into the kindness and generosity of the benefactor. The universal wish for well-being held by everyone, including the neutral person. And behaviors that cause harm in the difficult people. Just understanding that everyone is a living, sentient being who, if given a chance, and support would show their innate goodness. It will shine the quality of loving kindness out to all beings. You might brighten the breath to fill the whole body. And then shining out into the world. The wish. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected from harm. May all beings everywhere be happy and peaceful. May all beings everywhere be strong in body and mind. May all beings everywhere live with ease and well-being. In our last few minutes of the meditation, just coming back to the whole body breathing, and just the tone of friendliness washing through the body with the breath, in the sense that this friendliness shines out in all directions to touch all beings, wherever they are, in whatever form. I'll finish the meditation with the mantra of loving kindness. In Pali, Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta, may all beings, Sukhi, deep happiness, contentment, ease, Hontu, be happy, be peaceful. May all beings be happy and at ease. Sambe satta sukhi huntu. Sambe satta Sukhi hontu. Sambe satta sukhi hontu.